Every Friday, we get the lowdown on football and the Eagles from this man. Grade number 36 is brought to us by Landis Block. The outdoor paradise that you can build in your backyard is absolutely fantastic. And Brian Westbrook joins us. How you doing today, B. West?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you? It's Friday, brother. It's Friday.
It is Friday, and it's a football weekend, not like last week. It was kind of threw us off a little bit. So we got a big game on Sunday, and a very interesting little look at this game, because the Eagles are only favored by 3.5 against the Tampa Bay Bucs. What are they up against here?
Well, I tell you, Tampa Bay looked like a totally different team last week with Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm there. You know, what they did against the Saints. Now, let me give you a little history about the Saints. They, you know, last year, the Saints' defense was pretty decent. Marcus Lattimore, good cornerback. You expect that defense to come back, and then you combine it with Breeze and Kamara and Thomas and Teddy Ginn. And you think you have a pretty good team down there in New Orleans, and they rarely ever lose in that dome in New Orleans. But, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I watched this game live, then I came back and watched it again earlier this week. He just came out there firing the ball everywhere. Go deep. Just go deep. Go deep, DeSean Jackson. Go deep, Mike Evans. Just go deep, everybody. And we're going to hand the ball off to Peyton Barber from time to time and allow him to run the football. And so, you know, they just look good. They put up a bunch of points, 48 points to be exact, last week against the Saints. The Saints' defense did not look very good, though, Mike.
No, they did not. And traditionally, they're not the greatest defense. They improved a little bit last year, but they usually do give up big numbers and let Breeze beat you. But, you know, his numbers were mind-boggling, Fitzpatrick. 21 of 28, 417, 3 touchdowns, ran for 1, but got time, Brian, to throw it down the field. And that's the big difference in this game. I can't imagine that he's going to get the time to do that against the Eagles.
Huge difference. If I'm Ryan Fitzpatrick, the only thing I'm worried about this week is protection. Allow me two and a half, 3 seconds to get the ball out of my hands. And you think that you can be successful with that group of receivers. I'm not 100% sure about that, but he's preaching. He's begging his offensive line, just protect me. Give me a chance to beat this Philadelphia Eagles defense. He had a lot of time last week down there in New Orleans.
All right, Evans, 15-yard career average. And he's had 4 straight 100-plus yard seasons. I mean, we're obsessed with DeSean Jackson, but obviously for the subplot of it. But who covers this guy?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think the way that they played it against Julio Jones, who's better than Mike Evans, but you're talking about size. Mike Evans is a big receiver. He's 6'4", 6'5". He's a big receiver. He's a guy that can go up and get it. I think you're going to have to use a variety of coverages. You know, Jim Schwartz is not afraid to play man-to-man out there. He's not afraid to put Darby out there on the island with Julio. He's not afraid to put Rasul Douglas against Julio, who got an interception. Same thing with Jalen Mills. And so I think you see a variety of guys on Mike Evans. I think you see a variety of guys on DeSean Jackson. The one thing that if I'm the defense, only thing I'm thinking about is let's not give up the big play, because that turns things. That turns a crowd against you. That changes your mindset as a defensive coordinator. I can't be as aggressive in blitzing and things like that. So I just don't want to give the big play up early in the football game so it doesn't become ugly for our defense.
Yeah, I didn't even mention Penn State's finest, Chris Godwin. A local guy, came from Wilmington. His dad is a big fan of the show. He's visited us from time to time. And he had some catches last week as well. Had a touchdown catch, I guess. All right, so now Darren Sproles not playing in the game.
That hurts.
How does this affect what they want to do offensively?
Well, part of what the Saints were able to do against the Buccaneers was use Alvin Kamara, not so much in a run game, because they didn't really get an opportunity to get their run game going because they were down so quickly, you know, to the Bucs. And so Alvin Kamara, he just spread out. You know, they put him out to the backfield, and they allowed him to run some routes. He caught the ball out of the backfield. And I'm going to tell you right now, this Buc team just does not tackle very well. I don't think they pursue very well after you catch the ball. So I'm expecting Zach Ertz. I'm expecting all of the running backs. Corey Clement should get an opportunity early in the game to get some yards after the catch, because they were very, very lacking last week when I watched Kamara. And he's a difference maker. He's a different type of running back. He is very close to what Marshall Faulk was when he was in his prime. That's the type of player Alvin Kamara was. That's why he had so many yards receiving last week. But losing Darren Sproles for this offense, I would think means an awful lot. He also started a game for us last week, mm-hmm. Mike, and got an awful lot of rushes early on in that game. And so that's going to change the running back chemistry just a bit. To me, that means Corey Clement, Jay Ajayi, they get more rushes, put this defense on their heels.
Also, an amazing stat. They did come out firing. Their mission was to throw on first down a lot mm-hmm. in that game, Tampa Bay. And Fitzpatrick, 12 for 14 for 239 yards on first downs. 9.94 yards on first down.
He had time, and he has some guys. First of all, Mike Evans, tall guy. He can go get it. He's not a speedster, but he, if you throw a jump ball to him, I guarantee you he's going to come down with it. And in my opinion, he's one of the best jump ball catchers in the league, him and Keenan Allen, in my opinion. DeSean Jackson will run past any defense if you ever get flat-footed. And we know how Jalen Mills is with the double move. And so I expect DeSean Jackson, when healthy, and I think he'll be able to play this weekend if he gets out of the concussion protocol, to double move our guys and test them to see if they've been working on that. That's something that we can't give up this game.
Defensively, with a little guy like Fitzpatrick and not that mobile, I know Schwartz doesn't like to blitz. Would you change that up this week and fire after him?
You know, my mindset defensively all year long probably won't change very much. It'll be simple. Allow my front four to get as much pressure as they can. This is what you have to think if you are Fitzpatrick. These guys have gotten after every quarterback, including some of the best in the league, every single time they faced them, probably except for the Super Bowl, and they've done a good job in making quarterbacks get the ball out of their hands. We saw what happened with Matt Ryan last week. This goes through a quarterback's mind. So if you're Fitzpatrick, you're thinking, I have to get the ball out a little bit quicker than I did against the Saints last week. No one's scared of the Saints. No mm-hmm. one's scared of what the Saints bring to the table as far as coming off the ball. And I think they have some guys that can rush. Cameron Jordan didn't look very good last week. Didn't even really show up in the stat sheet too much. And so it's a different mindset. If you're Ryan Fitzpatrick facing this defense, because he has to been able to see how dominant this defense has been.
Brian, I got to ask you about the issue of the day we've been talking about, and it extends to obviously a bigger issue, but the main issue is that the Seattle Seahawks signed Michael Kendricks, and this is a guy that could, by January, be in jail or go to jail. Mm-hmm. What did you make of that signing when you got a guy like Kaepernick can't get in the league? This guy is pled guilty to insider trading, may go to jail, gets a job.
Well, I mean, it's we all know what's going on with Kaepernick. He's been blackballed from the league. There's no doubt about that. And I kind of heard what Anthony had to mm-hmm. say earlier. I absolutely, similar to you, absolutely disagree with everything he had to say. And so, Colin Kaepernick is not going to get an opportunity. We all know that. We all know why. We all know that he's not. He is no way that he's worse than Nate Peterman. He's no way. There's no way that he's worse than doggone RG3. Who's playing in Baltimore. The last time Colin Kaepernick played, 2016, he played 12 games now.
They're good numbers, too. Right?
16 yeah. touchdowns, yeah. 4 interceptions. That's pretty doggone good.
Yep.
And that's better than all backups in this league. So we don't have to even discuss that. For Michael Kendricks, I would think that the Seahawks know something that right now we don't know. They know
that he's not going to go to jail.
Yeah, he probably won't serve very much time. if at all, he'll be allowed. Yeah, he may be on some probation type of thing, and he'll have the opportunity to travel. You don't sign a guy if he can't travel. He can only play home games. That doesn't make any sense.
You know what's really funny? Lawyers very rarely make mistakes. They read tea leaves. They talk to people. When he came out with the guilty plea so quickly, I said, there's something up. They know something. They've been assured that he's not going to get any time.
Well, he's been cooperating mm-hmm. from the very beginning. Michael Kendricks actually used those words. I've been cooperating from the yeah. very beginning. To me, that means hands up. I don't want any trouble. How can I get out of this situation without having to go to jail? I'll pay back as much money as you want me to. I'll do community service. I'll go talk to little kids about it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to go to jail. In my mind, that's what Michael Kendricks has done.
Yeah, okay. Seattle goes out. And actually, when it first happened, we kind of laughed about it. Would the Eagles give him a shot? Because they didn't have that linebacker other than Nate Gary at that position. But he winds up on his feet. Amazing. It's a weird situation. So, what does the league do about this? Now, here's a guy who pled guilty to a federal crime. Now, they've had to put in these little things. If you do this, you're suspended for X amount of games.
That's right.
This falls between the cracks a little bit. What does the league do?
That's a good one, Mike, because if you're the league, it's all about the shield. Not embarrassing us as a league, not putting us in a bad spot, making us look bad. And you know, listen, I like Michael Kendricks. I think he's a great guy. He's always been really, really gracious to me, always been cool to me. But you have to say, this has put the league in a bad light. This makes the league look bad, makes it look like all NFL players are doing this, right? I mean, whatever, if people think that. So I have to believe there has to be some type of discipline for Michael Kendricks. But we also know this. The league is not very quick to move in these types of things. Nigel Bradham just got suspended this year for something that happened, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just not very quick to move here. I think this is a new territory for the NFL. And so I think that if he does get suspended, it won't be this year for sure.
But this is, you know, it's funny because this is akin to a conviction. You know, this guy could serve time in a federal pen, and he's kind of like on the lam right now. You know, it's like until he goes to jail, he's got a couple months to live it up.
Unless the Seahawks are truly negligent, there's no way and no thought in my mind that they haven't researched all of this. They haven't spoke to the league office. They've done some work. They've done some homework to give this guy a chance. Now, their defense didn't look very good last week against Denver, but you know, they have to have done some homework to say, you know what, we're going to give him a chance. He will have the opportunity to play for us. I have to believe that.
Real fast, they had two injuries at linebacker. Apparently, from what I was reading, there's a chance that if he was to get in trouble later, they think they're going to get some guys back.
And they would cut him then?
And if it came to it, they would have some backup plan. I don't think they're relying on him necessarily to be the guy if they get some of the injured guys back.
All right, let's talk about Foles, Brian, for a minute. And he came out yesterday and said, yeah, he does suffer from lack of confidence at times. And I think he was trying to answer a question about Fitzpatrick, who had brought it up in the first place. But I thought it was really odd that he would admit that. And I wonder what the payoff of saying something like that is. Did it strike you funny what he said about that?
You know, it's weird because as a media person, you always want transparency. Just tell me how you feel. Tell me what you're thinking. And then when guys actually tell you what they feel and what they're thinking, we're like, well, hold up, time out. That's not what football players are supposed to be thinking about and how they're supposed to feel. I just think this is Nick Foles being absolutely vulnerable. He's opening up and do I want my quarterback saying that? Absolutely not. Do I want him thinking that? Absolutely not. But I think this is Nick Foles like, hey, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. And that's that. I still am the reigning Super Bowl MVP.
But he didn't say that part of it.
Of course he did. No, he didn't,
part of it. Had he done that, I would have felt better about it.
Well, yeah, I would have felt better too. But he's not going to say that part of it because that's everybody already knows that. Everybody didn't know about the lack of confidence part. That's the part that he was speaking of. And so for me, no, I don't want my quarterback talking
about
that.
No, that's what I mean. As a player, how does that get to the locker room? That, my guys has lack of confidence. He's supposed to be our leader here. Like, is that supposed to inspire me? Does it work that way?
Well, I think as a player, and you got to also understand where we're at today as a society. We're totally different than we were back when I was playing. That type of comments, they don't happen back then. And even if you go further back, they're even further away from happening. These days, everything is okay. Oh, you could be that. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Unless you're Colin Kaepernick, everything else is okay. And that's just the way that the system has worked. And that's where we are as people and as a society at this point.
Okay. All right. So you give him a pass.
You got me a little hyped today, man. This Colin Kaepernick thing got me on edge a little.
I like the edge because we got a lot of people still want to talk about it. You can climb in and talk to Brian Westbrook, 610-622-0975. There's a lot of people don't believe he's being blackballed. A lot of people believe, well, he can't play anymore. Why would you sign a guy that's going to be a distraction and can't play? That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah. Well, go ask Sean McDermott. Would he have rather had Nate Peterman or Colin Kaepernick? Go ask him that. Here it is, Mike.
It's Nathan. Don't even give him the Nate. Nate tough.
He's on the bench now, so we don't care. But think about this. You playing all offseason long. you get Josh Allen early in the draft. You playing all offseason long. You're saying, listen, we're going to sit him on the bench and not allow him to play. We just want him to prepare himself as a backup quarterback. Then the first game of the season, you take the guy out. You mean Colin Kaepernick can't be better than that guy? Come on.
Yeah, man. I hear you. Stop. I got you. All right, let's get to the phones and talk to Henry in Tampa Bay. Oh, Henry in Tampa Bay. Henry, you going to the game?
Nah, man. I don't got no money, man.
All right. What what's up, Henry, today? What's going on, brother?
Hey, Tyrone.
Yeah, what do you want with Ty?
What's up, Henry?
Hey, Ty, when I called you that a week ago on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And somebody was cussing you out on the radio.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I get cussed out every Sunday.
You shouldn't be working on Sundays, man.
I won't be anymore.
what's on your mind today, Henry?
I'm more about these Bucks this Sunday, man.
What do you think? You got that your hometown squad now. They give me a scouting report. Yeah, Henry, I don't know what you're doing down there, man.
Watching the news.
Henry always surprises me and shocks me when he calls. Cosmo in Feasterville. What's up, Cosmo?
Hey there, Mike.
What's going on, Cos?
You know, things. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Kaepernick thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's my thought. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what happened to the Nike stock over the past few weeks after this?
Yeah, it went to a record high.
Record high, right?
Yeah. After an initial downward trend, it went to a high.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's my thought. I think the morning show a few weeks ago, they were talking about how the Eagles could be a national team that everybody in the nation looks to as a trendsetter, as somebody amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Signing Kaepernick could bring the Eagles to that, whether or not he plays or not, it could bring the nation to the Eagles.
Why would they care? Why would they care about that? I mean, the nation has come to the Eagles because they won the Super Bowl. So why would they need some artificial Nike thing?
You got a bonus.
No, listen. I appreciate you throwing that in, that idea, but it doesn't make any sense to me at all. Mac in Harrisburg. Mac, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mac.
Yeah, how are you doing?
What's up, Mac?
I'm looking at the Steelers' schedule, and I don't see where they lose any games the rest of the year.
16-0.
Yeah, the rest of the league is a bunch of patsies. Bunch of losers. I don't see the matching up.
A bunch of passies and losers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go undefeated.
I go to these games quite often, and I'll tell you what, I don't see
Let me ask you, why, let's just go in the NFC. Why are the Minnesota Vikings a patsy and a loser?
They just are. They just changed.
Yeah, you got to give me more than they just are.
They changed the quarterback.
Yeah, who's better? Who's better than what they had last year, probably.
And the other, what's his name? Bradford was better.
Bradford was better than who? Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Plus, Case Keenum was their quarterback last year, not Bradford.
Have we hit
like a goofy hour here? Is that what we hit? We hit goofy hour?
5 o'clock come early.
Huh? The 5 o'clock hours
Friday.
Come early?
Friday.
What the hell is going on out here? James in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Mike, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, James?
Not much. I want to talk a little about Brian Westbrook. First of all,
go ahead. Talk to Brian Westbrook, James.
I had a question for you.
What's up?
When he was a rookie, come out of Villanova, what round was he drafted?
Third round.
Okay. Thank you, Tyrone.
No, yeah, that's round. Wait. That's Brian, James. You're actually talking to Brian Westbrook.
Brian, I love you, man. I'm your biggest fan. Brian, thank you. All right, no, sorry about that.
Everything's come unglued all of a sudden.
No,
James.
I really want to make a comment. I got a comment.
All right.
Brian, in your first year, did you struggle against the blitz?
No, I didn't. I mean, okay, I didn't play an awful lot either, but I did not struggle.
No, he was stick his face in there.
Yeah,
Bray was a good blitz picker-upper.
I remember when he left, they said he was, how would they replace somebody who could pick up somebody coming off the edge when they blitz?
Yeah.
But my question to this is, Brian, I never seen anybody catch a screen pass like you. Now, I watched Tom Dempsey and Roman Gabriel play for the Eagles. I'm not lying. I was like 7 years old. My dad was a season ticket holder. He watched the away games at the house. And he said that nobody must have worked harder than Tom Dempsey. Half a foot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, God love you. You're fantastic, and I love what you're doing now. You must work very hard still.
Thank you.
All right.
I've never seen anyone.
All right, James, you got it, bud.
It's happening.
Oh my God.
Happy hour starts earlier.
This is bizarre, man. That chunk of the show. But, Brian, let me ask you about catching a football here. Because you did catch it very well. And I was curious, did you always have good hands? Or was there something you did as a kid that made you have soft hands? You play baseball? Or, like, what was it about your hands?
Free sport athlete.
Uh-huh.
And baseball certainly was one of my better sports until I quit, like, a little.
That's not true!
I'm just trying to tell you, one of the best athletes. I'm trying to tell you.
What position did you play baseball?
I played shortstop.
You were a shortstop?
Mike, I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my goodness. I wish I had some of those videos, man.
Well, listen, I know you had the handle as a point guard with the Mathis. Yeah. So you had the soft hands with the handle. That obviously helped you catch a football, right?
Yeah, hand-eye coordinator, being able to catch the ball. And I'll tell you this. When I went to Villanova, they said, we want you to learn how to read defenses. We want you to understand what the defense, how the safeties are rotating and everything like that. And we want you to catch the ball out of the backfield. That gave me the opportunity to showcase my skill, but also hone my skills. Villanova University allowed that for me. And I'm proud to be Villanova Wildcat. We're 2-0 right now.
V for Villanova.
That's right.
V for victory. I drove past today. What in the hell is going on the other side of Lancaster Avenue? What are they building exactly?
Bigger and better.
When you is that some Brian Westbrook money that they're using for that?
No. Brian Westbrook don't have that type of money. Now, calm down. No, they're building new dorms or something over there. They're building
stone buildings, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
boy, that university reeks of money.
Boo!
A lot of money over there.
Let's take a quick break. 610-632-0975. On the other side, Brian, you ready for our locks of the week?
Absolutely.
All right. We go head-to-head and let's see. We have the same games. I wonder if we do. All right. We'll find out after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Looking for a W? This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Sugar House Casino. Looking for a place to watch the Birds game? Head to Sugar House Casino every game day for the Fanatic pregame show broadcast and watch party. Dollar hot dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and plenty of free parking. For details, go to 97.5thefanatic.com. The Phillies will try and end their 5-game slide when they welcome the Marlins to town tonight. Zach Eflin will be on the mound. Nick Foles will be under center when the Eagles face the Bucks on Sunday. Darren Sproles is officially out with a hamstring injury. Sheldon Gibson is questionable. Brian Westbrook joins Mike today until 5. Around the NFL, former Eagle Michael Kendricks is signing a 1-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks. The Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas, Jason Martinez, and Devon Givens is live this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. from Fishtown Hops. Missed any of our shows? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It is. I'm Mike Missanelli here, and I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good all year round. You know, the summer beats up a lawn. The baking sun, especially this summer, makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain that we had this season just makes the weeds pop up. See, that's why I use my guys at Natural Lawn. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration. You know what that is. You've been on a golf course. It removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe, and you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Now, regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn can help. With their limited time offer, they will restore your lawn's health and beauty. You schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. They will come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company. It's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free player's card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at pennmedicine.org/proton.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Pawnee. I was a supervisor and good at my job until I suffered a head injury due to a defective product at work. After the accident, I was just not getting better. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They filed a product liability lawsuit and handled my workers' compensation claim. All the while, they helped arrange treatment with the best doctors. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
This is Jason Martinez, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with the major financial questions. Do I have enough saved for retirement? Have I put enough money away for my children's education? Can I afford a new home? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you. Proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Dream match. Canelo, Triple G. On Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion. The sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G. Best of the best. And you not like the rest, now you better than the rest. It's the fight of your life. Who gonna be the winner? There can only be one.
Canelo versus Triple G2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast, win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. Eagles fans, get to a participating Wawa today and pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. You're already a winner if you have a Goldenberg's Peanut Chew. But check the wrapper, because one Golden Eagles ticket winner will receive two 2019 regular season tickets for the Philadelphia Eagles, and 10 silver ticket winners will each receive an autographed jersey, helmet, or football from an Eagles player. No purchase necessary. Open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be 18 and up. Go to PeanutChews.com for details and official rules.
Sports talk for Swarthmore and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
It is 4:30. Mike Missanelli Show. Let's get a slow jazz groove we got coming back here.
Slow Kim.
Yes. But it is time right now for our fearless selections. There it is. The locks of the week are presented by McCausland Lock Services. 50% off car keys and remotes online at fourcarkeys.com. That's fourcarkeys.com. We go head-to-head, Brian Westbrook and I. He puts his three out. I put my three out, and I'm a gentleman, so I let Mr. Westbrook go first. Brian, are you focused on the NFL this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going NFL. And the only reason, I was going to throw a college in there for you, but for some reason, they don't have the Villanova Towson game.
Oh, no.
On the lines.
Oh, wait, can I get that on TV?
You should probably you're one of the big four channels. I don't know, whatever. Okay. You'll figure it out.
What's that? That's on the CBS? That
yeah,
game?
It's on CBS. That's right. College game day would be there. That's right.
NBC? That's what it all
All right. Well, let's get to the NFL. Let's stop messing around.
Let's do it.
I got the Giants at the Cowboys. I'm taking the Giants plus the three. Down in Dallas. I think that the Giants will figure this thing out. Saquon Barkley would get his yards. I think Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard would figure it out. This Pat Shurmur offense, they will find a way to get a win.
Giants.
Plus the three.
And you know what that does to the Cowboys? That knocks them, according to statistics, a team that starts 0-2 in the NFC East does not make less than 50% chance to make the playoffs at 0-2.
That makes me feel so good to hear you say that.
All right, go ahead. What's your next
one? My next one here. I got the Chargers covering the 7.5 at Buffalo. Now, listen, again, I think Phillip Rivers is a pretty good quarterback. I like their weapons. I like Keenan Allen. I like Melvin Gordon. I like the Williams brothers that they have out there. I think they can score the football. Buffalo just stinks. They're going to be starting their rookie quarterback, LeSean McCoy. I mean, he's going to have nine guys in the box to face him. I think that Chargers cover the 7.5.
That can't be fun as a running back, right, when you're in this kind of situation.
Oh, no. He has to be miserable. I'm absolutely sure he is. No doubt about that.
All right, what's next?
Last one. Houston at Tennessee. I think Mariota didn't see very much of a pass rush last week, and when he did, he hurt his elbow. He will see a pass rush from Clowney as well as Watt. I have Houston covering the 3, beating Tennessee.
All right,
two underdogs right there.
You've got a couple of home dogs here, and you're going with the team coming in with the number.
That's right.
All right, so you got the Giants plus 3 at the Cowboys, the Chargers minus 7.5 at Buffalo. Now, if that game was in November, who would you have taken?
I still would take the Chargers because Buffalo stinks.
All right, and Houston minus 3 at Tennessee. All right, it's time for my Fearless Locks of the Week. I think the play of the weekend, and I can't believe it. Maybe I'm getting tripped up because this line tells me to go the other way. I cannot see the Eagles not covering the 3-point spot at Tampa Bay. I think their defense is really going to hold Tampa Bay in the teens. I think if Nicky can score a touchdown, I think little Kicky Boy gets 3 field goals. I think they may score a special team touchdown. I like them something like 20-13 covering it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's double digits for the Eagles. Foles getting off the mat, Brian, regaining his confidence, going to the confidence store and buying some confidence and winning this game.
Okay.
You feeling it?
Nick Foles, I don't like him talking like that. I think the Eagles win this thing. I'm worried.
You worried they don't cover?
Yes, I am worried.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Let me go 2 college games because I've been riding high with college. I think I get a good feel early in the season. LSU-Auburn. Everybody was crowing about LSU after that first game when they crushed Miami. They're a 10-point underdog. Wow. I'll take the Auburn Tigers to cover the 10 and smash the Bayou Bengals.
Wow. Where's the game at?
The game is at Auburn. Oh,
okay.
All right?
I could dig that.
Here's an interesting game. TCU. Usually, this conference goes to crap when they have to play a big conference like the Big Ten. And the numbers prove it. This is a neutral site. They're playing this at AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World, Ohio State and TCU. I hate this team with a passion, but I won with them last week, and I'm coming back with the Buckeyes of Ohio State minus 12.5 against TCU. You feeling that?
Ooh, I don't know about that one, Mike. I mean, I usually try to go with you, but I don't know about that. But it just sounds a little fishy. I don't like it.
You don't like it, huh?
Nope.
TCU, you think you can hang with the big boys in the Big Ten?
I think they can. High-scoring offense. Ohio State still missing their coach.
That's the reason why they're going to. He comes back next week. They got to give him something on video so he can praise him.
Yeah. He probably is at all the games and practices anyway.
Yeah, of course he is.
Of course
he is. You're not liking it, huh?
I don't like
TCU's, they're not even a big boy program. Come on, man.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Neutral field. It's in Texas, though.
You have this affection for the little guy.
Absolutely.
You do. It's your M.O.
It's that
Villanova inferiority complex.
It's the underdog. Our champion Philadelphia Eagles, the underdogs.
All right, it's got Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
What a Friday. Mikey Miss and Randall Cunningham. What a pleasure speaking to you on the air, Randall.
No, it's Tyrone. I'm on with Tyrone.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. It all started when Hendry called in. Mm-hmm. And everybody has followed his lead.
Hendry from Tampa Bay did kick off. He lit the match to the dynamite.
Yeah, and let me get down to business quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, last year the Eagles were the best team in the NFL, playing in the worst division in the NFL. That looks like it's going to be the case again this year.
I agree.
thank you, sir.
That's all he had was I agree.
I agree.
Thank you. Brian, the disrespect that the greatest coach in the league, Doug Peterson, is getting is really resounding. And the coach of the year needs to be reformulated, okay? The coach of the year is somebody that takes an abysmal team and turns them around. Bill Belichick only has 3 Coach of the Year awards, and one year he had to go 16-0. Dougie Pete may go 14-2, 15-1, 16-0 this year, and they'll give it to the jabroni out of the 49ers if they go 11-5 and get in as a wild card.
Why do you care about the Coach of the Year? So why do you concern yourself with such nonsense?
It bothers
me. Come on. Wait.
Mike, 50 ballots were cast last year. Dougie Pete
I agree
right?
He got hosed. Peterson should have got it over McVay. I agree with you. But, you know, you got to focus on the game, Dave. You know, the game's the important thing, not the postseason awards.
Okay.
All right,
gentlemen, always a pleasure.
All right, you got it. All right.
You know, Mike, I kind of feel that the coach of the year normally, I mean, it should just go to the coach that wins the most games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, McVay, you lost to Dougie P. in your own house.
Yeah, it was the wrong result. It definitely happened last year. But it's like, you know, I don't worry about, like, postseason awards. They never enter. Like, I don't care about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's always nice, nice to say we have the...
Yeah, it's personal pride. I get it. But yeah, at the end of the day, I want the W's on the board. Somebody called today and said the Eagles can go 16-0.
Yeah.
With this kind of defense.
Not happening.
No, they can't.
Mike, do you think that, let's say Carson comes back against the Colts. Let's say he does come back. Mm-hmm. Is there some type of grace period for Carson with some time to ramp him up?
As far as the fans go?
Well, I think the fans as well as our expectations. What do we expect from Carson when he first comes back?
Well, I think we expect him to win. But if he struggles and wins, I think that we'll be easy on it because we understand the circumstances. But I don't know if we can be comfortable with losses while he gets back. You know what I'm saying?
Struggles and loses is a question. I mean, that has to be the biggest question. What happens?
Yeah, struggles and loses. He'll get maybe 1.5 games that way.
Hmm. I don't know. Right. That's a big question for me.
Let's take a break. Come back. Brian Westbrook joins us, and he's here till 5 o'clock on the Mike Mussinelli Show on a Friday, Football Friday, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Mike Mussinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Hey, it's Mike Mussinelli for my lock of the week, McCausland Lock Service. Listen, if your car key is broken, or if you lost your car key, it's going to cost you a fortune to buy a new one from the dealership. That's why you go straight to where the dealers go. That's right. Get your new car key or remote for up to 50% off what you would pay at the dealership with McCausland Lock Service. And why would you pay a 50% markup? Doesn't make sense. McCausland Lock Service is your one-stop shop for new keys and remotes. They supply, cut, and program. No appointment is necessary, and you won't have to wait forever like at the dealership. It'll take you 15 minutes for you to be in and out. If you need a new car key or car remote, pay up to 50% less than what you would pay at the dealership and go to where the dealers go, McCausland Lock Service. Call them right now at 610-430-1500. That's 610-430-1500. 1500 or check them out at their location in Prospect Park, PA. It's McCausland Lock Service, my lock of the week online at 4FOURCarKeys.com.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man, and then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Now T-Mobile has unlimited for the rest of us. And it starts as low as $30 per line for 4 lines. Because there are unlimited ways to use your phone, and T-Mobile wants you to enjoy every last one of them. So if you want to send everyone you know a cute puppy gif each morning, or have the family snap countless selfies on vacation, or even watch your friends live stream their attempts at this week's latest viral dance move, now you can. Go do what makes you, you. Go find new ways to share with others. Go capture moments that can't be recreated. Get unlimited for everyone now starting as low as $30 per line for 4 lines from T-Mobile. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store to get unlimited today.
During congestion, users on this plan may notice speeds lower than other users and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video streams at 480p with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Unlimited data while on our network.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to Brian Westbrook live on the Mike Missanelli Show, presented by Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
Hey, it's Harry Mays for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave, now under new ownership. Catch all the games this season in their newly renovated game room, along with TV and sound system. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games, and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. Can't make it to Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave? Book one of their food trucks, or check out their new catering and tailgate truck, complete with a built-in bar. They are ready to serve you anywhere, from the stadiums to your office to your backyard. Nick's Roast Beef, 2210 Cottman Avenue in Philadelphia.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis, packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
What's Trey Thomas's thoughts on how the Birds can win this week? Tune into the pregame show warm-up 3 hours before every game. Brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you. Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting 97.5 The Fanatic.
.45, Mike Missanelli Show. Do you have one of those gadgets, those Alexa things at your home, Brian?
A what?
You, one of those Alexa things? Hey, Alexa, turn on my lights?
No.
You know how that?
I can't risk all these gadgets. Too much information getting out there. I don't like that.
You don't want to program that. See, I feel the same way. I don't know how it would turn on my lights. I'd have to like rig something up. I'm not a rigger.
No, it's too much. The man is watching. I don't want that anymore.
All right. So let's get back to the phones. Owen in Phoenixville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Owen.
Hey, Mikey, how's it going?
What's up, Owen?
Hey, I wanted to touch on two things real quick.
Yes, sir.
First thing, Sproles. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy. He's a legend. But I feel like our run game last year got better when he got hurt. And I think when they started feeding Ajayi, it got better last week as well. As much as, you know, I want to say, you know, the guy should play, but I just think he's hurting our run game more than he's helping it.
Well, he's out this week, so you won't have to worry about that this week. I don't know. I think that you really need him in there now because Ajayi is at this stage of his career is pretty brittle and you don't want to overwork him. So I think a 3-man rotation is perfect for what they do. Brian, you feel that way?
Well, I think that Corey Clement needs more carries. I think he deserves more carries. I mean, based on what he was able to do, especially in the postseason towards the end of the year last year, he deserves more credit. They're never going to give Ajayi too much work because they're concerned about his knee in long term. Of course, you want this guy, Ajayi, to be ready in the playoffs. To me, that's why they played Sproles so much early on in that game last week. But, you know, it's simple. Give Corey Clement an opportunity because when he got in the game last week, he played well. He had an explosive play. Why wouldn't you play him more?
Right. I agree. I think it should be the Clement and Ajayi show with a little Sproles sprinkled.
That's what I think, too. I don't think that Darren Sproles should be taking the majority of the carries, but I think a sprinkling of Sproles in there because they can do some things with him, swing him out, and get him in space. I still like that kind of play with him.
Sproles has a change of pace back. That's what he is. And there are certain situations where you want him in all three downs, and that's cool, especially versus certain teams where you can get the mismatch with linebackers and things like that. But he's a change of pace back. He's not a guy that you want to give carry after carry after carry. That's just not his role.
I agree. Donald, New Jersey. Donald, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Donald?
What's up, Donald?
How much? First time calling. I just wanted to get on the, what's his name? Can't even think of his name anymore. Yeah, quarterback that, why can't I think of his name?
Kaepernick,
thank you, man. So people are saying he sacrificed.
I didn't know what quarterback you were talking there, but for, you know, I could have picked one of 37, you know?
Hey, man, go ahead. I was supposed to you guys for the first time. But, what I really wanted to, like, say was he sacrificed something, but you remember back in, like, 2004 when you were playing Westbrook, remember Pat Tillman?
Yeah.
You remember what he sacrificed?
Yeah, what's your point?
My point is, why are they doing a campaign on someone that sacrificed being on the bench rather than someone that sacrificed their
life? You sound fairly ignorant about the subject, so I'll try to enlighten you. Protest is protest, right? When you look at all the righteousness of all the protests that have led to us evolving as a people, you are aware of that, right?
Yeah. But
okay, so what would be your beef about protesting racial inequality?
My protest is the national anthem's not for police officers. It's for people that have served our country.
No, it's not. It's for this entire country and the freedoms as this country speak. It's not primarily for the military, although the people who have been protesting have respected the military and have said so.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a little ignorant on the fact.
I think you're totally ignorant on the subject. Rob in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, B West, October 2003, man. I was there at the Meadowlands. Pleasure to say hi to you. And I was there with a Giants fan who's an ass. And that was just so awesome. Just want to say thank you for that, man.
Nice,
and all
brother.
Things you do for the Eagles.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I know it's a football Friday, but if you guys don't mind, I'd like to take it to the diamond for a second with this report from John Heyman today that the Phillies may acquire both Harper and Machado this offseason, which would be crazy. But, Mike, my question is, I guess for both of you guys, now, would you rather get both of them guys? If you only get two, would you rather get both of them guys or get one and get a Pat Corbin or a Charlie Morton? Because, Mike, like you say all the time, 3, 4, and 5 for the Phillies pitching isn't great.
You know, they need another pitcher. I agree. Why not get three?
right. No, I
hear where you're going. Patrick Corbin has had a great year, and he's a left-hander. And to me, if I get Bryce Harper and Corbin, I think that maybe that would be a little better. But I can't turn down the chance to get both Harper and Machado either.
I agree with you. I would actually rather have the pitcher and Harper as well over Harper and Machado. I mean, and the team is struggling to score runs.
Is Corbin a free agent?
Yes, he is.
Wow, that's interesting. To me, they have to be in the market for another pitcher because even their second guy is not as reliable as he once was. But listen, they have a lot of money to spend. They could spend it to, you know, forever, as far as I'm concerned. If they land Machado and Harper, I'd be perfectly pleased with that.
I agree.
All right, Ed, you got it. Let's go to Ed in Haddon Township. Oh, that was Ed. It was the last call. I forgot. This is Ed. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
You and Brian. I love it. Love the show. You referred to me once long ago as Smart Ed because I agree with you 95% of the time and still do.
Well, you could be smarter, Ed, if you agreed with me 100% of the time.
That's true. But it's great to listen to you guys. I wanted to chime in a little bit about the Kaepernick situation again. As I just stated, I agree with you wholeheartedly on it, Mike. I think it's a great stance you take and try to educate some of your callers, like that previous guy that should have been on at the 5 o'clock hour, I guess. But
I didn't want to demean Pat Tillman did for this country. Right. Served this country in the military and lost his life for it. It's not about that, but it's like protest is a protest for against something that's not righteous, and so I have to respect it.
I agree. Well. So what my point is and what I try to do in life, I love how you always talk about you try to progress as a society, and that's part of what we all need to do. And I also try to get in a little bit deeper with that and try to not only do that, but try to understand people and their intentions, their motives. You know, in life, if there's one thing I've learned is that when you say something with the intent to hurt somebody, that's really disrespectful and bad. If you say something where you hurt somebody and that was not your intent to do it, that's a hell of a lot different. Mm-hmm. And I think that seems to be what I would say some of the problem with the people that don't understand the stance and the whole protest thing, because everybody wants to get on and say he doesn't, you know, he's not disrespecting the military. He's not disrespecting us. And they chime in with all wonderful arguments on why. But the fact of the matter is half of this country or somewhere in that area do feel disrespected by that. And for whatever reason, and again, I don't agree with it, you do have to kind of understand that even when you don't intend to disrespect somebody, if somebody feels that way, you have to respect.
Exactly, and you don't live in their shoes. You know, it's easy for the unaffected to say your protest is frivolous. Well, you're unaffected. That's why you can say that, but it's not right. Brian, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for spending the hour with us. We'll talk Monday.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, there he is. That's Brian Westbrook joining us on Football Friday.